Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
I know you're leaving's too long overdue.
This is folk and blues singer-songwriter Tom Rush performing one of his newest songs. He's a New Hampshire native, and he studied English Lit at Harvard when he helped launch the Boston folk scene.
Goodbye, dry eyes, I watched you blink.
Tom Rush was a mainstay at the Unicorn in the Back Bay and at the legendary Club 47 in Harvard Square. By the time he graduated from Harvard, he had released two albums. And now, after more than 50 years, Tom Rush is still writing music and still performing.
No regrets. No tears goodbye. Don't want you back.
He's got a show coming up tomorrow night in Salisbury, Massachusetts, which gives us the chance to hear again our conversation with Tom Rush from December when he brought his guitar to our studio.
I got a brand new one for you. This is one that came to me when I was asleep, which is very annoying.
Productive sleep.
I asked the muse if she couldn't come back in the morning, and she said, no, but if you don't want it, I'll go give it to Arlo. I said, wait, I'm up. And this is what woke me up. It went up. Tomatoes hanging near on the vine. Moon is hanging up in the sky. My baby loves me. Oh, life is fine. Hound dog lying here at my feet. Little one is sound asleep. My baby loves me. Oh, life is sweet. We don't care when the sun don't shine. She says that doesn't matter. She says she loved me when I'm old and fat and getting fatter. Appreciating how the moon does shine. Sitting and listening to some old John Prine. My baby loves me. Oh, life is fine. The fish are biting and the beer is cold. Night is young and the bourbon's old. Baby loves me. Oh, life is gold. We don't care when the cold wind blows. We just snuggle closer. And when I say I love you most, she says I love you moster. Wind is whistling off in the pines. Church bell says it's 9:30. My baby loves me. Oh, life is fine. Come on, woman, won't you dance with me? Bring the baby and we'll make three. And if you love me, oh, life's a dream. So love is life. Life is love, and so the world goes round. I'll be happy just as long as that woman lets me hang around. Tomatoes hanging there on the vine. Moon is hanging up in the sky. My baby loves me. Oh, life is fine. My baby loves me. Oh, life is fine.
Tom Rush, how great that your life is fine. I'm hoping that's autobiographical. And I'm wondering if 50 years ago, as a folk singer in Harvard Square, if you ever thought your life would be so fine 50 years later.
Well, no, I didn't imagine I'd live this long, actually. I was going to die a tragic death at an early age, but it didn't work
romantic.
Out.
It didn't work out that way. No. Here you are. Now, for those poor folks who are not so familiar with the Boston folk scene in Club 47, just go over to Harvard Square, Mount Auburn Street, right where the Daedalus Restaurant and I think a convenience store are right now. Walk by it, bow your head, and realize this is where folk history was made. Can you describe what it was like 50 years ago to be a young folk singer then, and what the rapport was like between you and the rest of the emerging folk community?
It was, you know, I remember thinking at the time, this has got to be extraordinary. It seems like everyday life, you know, to be hanging out with these blues legends and bluegrass legends and all the...
Like who?
The Club 47 made a point of bringing in Bill Monroe and and Flat and Scruggs and, you know, Sleepy John Estes and Jesse Fuller and just one after another of these people whose 78s we'd been collecting.
And you were among the newer emerging stars of that period, though. So did you try and absorb what you could when you listened to them at Club 47?
Oh, absolutely. I was a sponge.
For who?
I soaked it up.
What do you remember?
Eric Von Schmidt was one of the local guys. He was probably the oldest of us. But he was absolutely astounding in terms of writing songs and finding songs. And you know, I learned a lot from him. But I learned, you know, everybody around new stuff that I didn't know. I was pretty wet behind the ears.
So what was it like, though? I mean, you were a Harvard student at the time. I think you were living in Leverett House. You had your own show on WHRB, the radio station
yeah.
at Harvard. Got some pretty esteemed guests on. I think Pete Seeger, maybe, at one point.
Seeger was on. Baez came on one time.
Nice. And what was the relationship like between you and people like Joan Baez or even Joni Mitchell? I mean, was it collaborative? Was it competitive?
Joni Baez had pretty much fledged by the time I got on the scene. She'd moved on and wasn't playing the coffee houses anymore. Joni Mitchell I met later on, probably 1966, out in Detroit, when she was just beginning. She got up and did a guest set at the club I was playing at so I could hear some of her stuff. And I was bowled over and asked her if she had any more songs. And she said, no, but give me a minute. And went home and sent me a tape with a bunch, including Circle Game.
Yeah. There's another Joni Mitchell song that stuck with you as well.
You mean The Urge for Going?
Would you treat us to that?
I would. Hang on. I just have to kind of tweak the tuning just a little bit.
One of the things you're known for, Tom Rush, is finding what's called having an uncanny knack for finding wonderful songs, and this is one of them.
And I woke up today and found the frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky, gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor cold, and shivering trees are standing in a naked row, I get the urge for going. Never seemed to go. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. The summertime is falling down, winter closing in. Had a girl in summertime with summer-colored skin. And not another man in town my darling's heart could win.
And when the leaves fell trembling down, and bully winds did rub their faces in the snow, she got the urge for going, and I had to let her go. And she got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown. The summertime was falling down, winter closing in. But I'll ply the fire with kindling, pull the blankets to my chin, and I'll lock the vagrant winter out, and bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have her stay for just another month or so. Got the urge for going, and I guess she'll have to go. And she gets the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown, and all her empires are falling down, winter closing in. Get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. The summertime is a falling down.
Thank you for finding that song via Joni Mitchell. Thank you for recording it, and thank you for singing it for us live now in the studio.
A pleasure.
What makes a song wonderful in your mind? How do you choose the songs that you've chosen from Jackson Browne, James Taylor, Joni Mitchell?
I wish I had an answer for that, Lisa. Some songs give you goosebumps, and those are the ones I pick, and they're all over the lot, you know, Bo Diddley, Joni Mitchell. And even the songs I write, you know, some of them are silly, some of them are serious, some of them are up-tempo.
But it's a sixth sense, would you say?
It's just, I don't know, something gives you the goosebumps, and that's the direction you go in.
Why can't you dance like that, still have the heart of an angel? Why can't you dance like that, still have a soul or girl?
Folk singer-songwriter Tom Rush. He's going to be performing tomorrow night at the Blue Ocean Music Hall in Salisbury. Find out more at our website, radioboston.org.
If she asks me, boys, you know I try to give her the world. I never knew an angel could sing the blues. I never knew the devil wore them high-heeled shoes. Turn up the music, turn down the lights. Telling you, boy, she's gonna dance all night. Play it loud and drive it fast. If the brakes don't work, just hit the gas.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, like Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Alex Kingsbury, Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, and Jamie Bologna. Hitesh Hathi is our executive producer. Tim Skog is our technical director. But at the big board today is Eddie Mazulis. I'm Lisa Mullins. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
How can't you dance like that? Still have the soul of a girl. When you turn up the heat, you can feel the sizzle. And if she asks me, boys, you know I try to give her the world. And if she asks me, boys, you know I try to give her, you know I want to give her. Babe, I want to give you the world.